The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we are back with another edition of Fried on Business. I'm back in the studio in Sweetwater, back from Gainesville. Had a great week up in Gainesville, and now we are back, and we've got a great show for you today. We've got our start is going to be the CCIM voice with my good friend, Augustin Duarte. Then we're going to have Don Weidenfeld. You know him. He's the managing director at Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about how he helps everybody save money on their buildings, drop it to the bottom line, creates value. My goodness, making money, creating value with real estate, a capital gains idea. And we're going to finish up with Stephanie Correa. She's the founder and lead oncologist at the Animal Cancer Care Clinic. She's going to be our hometown hero today. So stick with us all the way to the end. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff about how to keep puppies and kittens healthy. We'll be right back after this. AC, take it away. It is yours.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
This way. 305. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows what's happening. I'm Mr. 305 on this show. You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed care with expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with the CCIM voice. Today, we've got Augustine Duarte here with us. Augustine's been a practitioner since, like, 1991, right?
That's right.
All right, and he does self-investment, he does development, but his specialty is the rollout of restaurants. Welcome to the show, Augustine.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, now, Augustine, first of all, how has the CCIM impacted your business that you've been doing? Were you originally real estate, out of school, real estate guy?
No, my segue into the business was financing, mortgages, insurance, and I was out of the business for probably about 10 years. And then when I came back in, I decided to get into commercial via business brokerage, primarily restaurants, cash flowing businesses, et cetera. So I thought CCIM would be a perfect way to open up a real vast and an expert network, if you will. And that's kind of my niche, and it's what I'm specializing in. And so far, CCIM has been beginning to open a lot of doors for me. So
you're basically your own brand, and then you teamed up with CCIM to enhance your personal brand.
Well, I'm with REMAX.
Okay.
I'm with REMAX, okay. And then CCIM. REMAX is primarily residential, but there's a couple commercial guys there. They've given us all the support. And as a matter of fact, two CCIMs within that South Miami office.
So. Oh, wow. That's absolutely terrific. So then really it has helped you stand apart and truly build your business.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Okay. So you talked about restaurants and rollouts. What's one of your bigger clients?
Sure. One of my best clients right now is Girafas. This is a huge brand based out of Brazil, really poised and positioned to make a presence here throughout the United States, but obviously beginning in South Florida. These guys have a fantastic, fantastic product, and they've acquired some real professional management. Guys at the helm are really people that would drive this business and really reconfiguring the brand, and I'm very excited about it. We have just taken up a group to actually develop and put up about 10 stores throughout the west coast of Florida and some non-traditional venues, and it's exciting.
Wow, that really – what do you consider a non-traditional venue?
Sure. Non-traditionals are stadiums, hospitals,
ooh,
universities, sometimes food courts, malls, things of that nature. But it's non-traditional, I guess, by definition, because it's once you're in there, it's captive. So the brand awareness that you can potentially get from one of those venues is like nothing else. There's no advertising dollars that can really get you that many touch and feel. And so I think it's a strategic and intelligent way to grow that brand.
Not
here
like
locally.
A freestanding triple
no.
net thing. It's
no.
not in line. It's
right.
inside a specific building. I think the people that are in a hospital that are, a captured audience are going to want to do that. Now,
sure.
What are a couple of the other concepts you're representing right now?
Well, right now we have represented other concepts, but I'm really on the restaurant side representing Girafas. I have a good amount of business brokerage, usually things that have multiple units or at least a certain cash flow, I'd say at least $1 million cash flow a year, so that there's some meat to the business and kind of some infrastructure, which is something that I think is a lot sellable, a lot more sellable than maybe a one store or one business type, one unit type.
Well, a lot of the folks that listen to the show are investors. They invest in stocks.
Sure.
They invest in bonds. They invest in real estate. You invest in real estate.
Sure.
Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the real estate investments that you have and that you've done and how that impacts your ability to help your clients do good business deals?
Sure. Well, I think right now, especially with some of the trends and things that are going on with foreign markets, it's a really interesting time because what you do have is you have groups coming in here where they'd like to collateralize maybe their investments via real estate. So I think things that capitalize really capture, if you will, that sense of security where it's not as speculative if there's some kind of cash flow, there's always a way to make that better, whether it's value add, growing a piece, splitting things up. But there's a cash flowing component to it where it kind of makes some sense. You know, in particular, one of the things that we're looking at now is EB-5, which I think is a very strategic way to raise capital.
Mm-hmm.
It makes some sense because obviously you have job creation. And in addition to that, you definitely have larger maybe REITs or institutions that can buy into that and parlay it. So I'm excited about that as well.
Well, you know, you have a really interesting perspective on commercial real estate, seeing as that you focus on the restaurants in both traditional and non-traditional locations. What do you see for real estate going forward? And I kind of like you to talk about it two different mm-hmm. ways, because you brought it up, not me. Well, you're talking about these non-traditional locations.
Right.
That would be people that are going to these high-density urban core locations.
Right.
And then also you've got clients that I would have to believe would also want to go out into a standard historic triple net outparcel type of a situation. How do you see the two of those balancing out going forward?
Well, I think there's, you know, if you're really going to build something, you have to kind of do it both ways. Okay, and I think the non-traditional serves a very specific purpose because you are front and center in the middle of a venue, whether it's a hospital or it's a game or a stadium, whatever the case may be. So it's important to have that type of platform. You also need the traditional platform, whether it's inline or end caps or things of that nature, so that, you know, the regular consumer can kind of see it. And that's, I think a good mix of those two is how you really build something, whether it's restaurants or any other business for that matter. And obviously I think the contrast is that the non-traditional is always tighter, it's smaller, and you're kind of operating and sharing maybe, you know, your food space or your customer space, where the traditional is more, it's just you and it's not about your neighbor, and you know, you can get a better cost per square footage, but you probably won't have the same amount of traffic. So I think the best way is to have a decent mix and roll things out and not be afraid to scale it back and maybe change your platform a bit.
Now, we've only got about a minute or so left, so I wanted to give some contact information for you, Augustin. If people want to get a hold of you,
sure.
How do they find you on either like a website or internet address or cell phone? But please, go slowly, because a number of people that listen to this show are New York Jets fans.
Oh, boy. So my cell phone, which doesn't stop.
Thank goodness.
That's a good thing. It's 305-450-5992. My webpage address is www.magiccityinvestments.com.
Okay, that cell phone again was 305-450-5992. So with only a few seconds left now, what's a real good takeaway that you can give folks about the CCIM sure. and investing in restaurants?
Well, I think the CCIM is something that I would really encourage any real estate practitioner to, at the very least, take a class or two, in, even if they don't go, you know, the full six courses, because it's four and then two. But I really think it gives you, one, an insight to the way that everyone should handle their real estate business. I really do. And I think the most important thing is a network. The quality of person that I have met in the CCIM in a very short period, because I just got my pin in March, is second to none. I think it's something that that really everyone should.
Okay, well, Frank decided to call in at the end and blow the whole time frame. Frank, you can only got time to say hello now.
Hello.
Okay, goodbye, Frank. No, I'm kidding. Say hi and tell us what you got on your mind, Frankie.
Hi, great. Augustin, I hope it's been a great session for you. I want to remind everyone that we have October 16th, a joint event with FIU. It's a networking event for professionals, and basically CCIM is having a mentoring program developed for FIU students, and that's October 16th at American Social at 6 p.m. In Brickell, and we hope to see you all there. Jim, you're invited too. Augustin, yourself.
Oh, listen, man, send us the email. And next time you've got all this stuff coming up, Frank, send me an email so we can do your dirty work for you on the air.
Absolutely. I've just forwarded to you, and you're more than welcome to post it on your site and make sure everybody gets invited.
Okay, we're going to do that. Augustin was great. You got to find somebody better next month. I don't know how you're going to do it, Frank.
we keep getting better and better.
Yeah, you do. You do. I want to thank Frank. I want to thank Augustin. I want to thank the CCIMs here locally and the CCIM Institute. And I got to just say one thing right here. AC, it's yours. Huh? Oh, yeah. You may be walking on sunshine, but I drive a car. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you heard the promo that 880 is where money talks. Well, now we've got money talking on the other line. We've got Dom Weidenfeld. Dom Weidenfeld's a personal money manager for some of the biggest sports owners in the United States. He also is an investor in a company called Magnum Energy Solutions. In fact, he's the owner. And Magnum makes all kinds of great stuff to help you green up your building. Dom, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me again.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Dom, we talk about the fact that you run your own family office. So the fact that Magnum helps family offices green up their buildings and save money. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about what that all means? Your family office. I know you work with Julio and his family office. In fact, didn't you help Julio and his family save money on their building?
Absolutely. We sure did. We retrofitted their building with all their new HVAC controls. Magnum's products save between 25% and 40%. We're in the wireless controls business, and we use occupancy sensors with window and door sensors to reduce the amount of energy consumption.
Well,
you know, one other thing, Jim, I wanted to just bring up. When are we taking Augustine out to lunch? It sounds to me like he's in control of a lot of restaurants.
Well,
Magnum does monitoring for restaurants, HVAC controls, LED lighting, everything.
Well, we're gonna have to call him in the morning and tell him that because he just ran out because his segment was over. But
sure.
We're gonna definitely do that. Now, restaurants. What restaurant clients do you guys have?
Well, we're working with a number of them out there. We've installed in a number of Subways. We're currently working with some Midwest restaurants. We are and a number of additional ones around the country. I just sort of want to discuss.
Now, I know that sometimes you can't talk because you're in the middle, and sometimes it's private because maybe they're public.
Correct.
Or something. So then let's talk a little bit about what you did for Julio. Julio is the perfect example of the people that listen to our show. He's a wealthy business owner. He owns his own office building. He met you. You said, I can save you money. He said, show me. What's next?
Okay, well, as you, your first question, back to the family offices and with Julio. Julio runs his own family office business. And what we do with a lot of family offices around the country is they're significant owners in real estate. How do you increase the value of a piece of real estate on cash flow? One of the areas that you really need to focus on that you have no control is your energy consumption. So if you can reduce the amount of energy consumption, therefore increasing your net operating income, you've increased the value of your building. One of the areas in with Julio's building, which was very interesting, that he got a, you know, he works out a tax credit of $1.20 a square foot, roughly, up to $1.80 a square foot, depending on what if you're doing the building envelope or not. In addition to that, they do cost segregation. But in reference to the savings in his building, we took his electric bill, reduced it by about 30%.
Wow.
At the same time, our equipment costs roughly $1.20 a square foot to go in. So the property owner, which in this case is Julio, they got 100% of the money back as a federal tax credit. And so it really cost him nothing to put it in. We reduced his energy bill by a significant amount of money, being 30%. And that brings it right to the bottom of the line. We increased the value of his property. It's a small building. It's 10,000 square feet. So his electric bill is approximately $8,000 a month, and we reduced it by $30,000 a year, which increases the value by between $300,000 and $400,000, depending on the cap rate. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, so he's investing nothing, and he's putting $400,000 in value in his pocket.
Well, wait. $400,000 that he can realize in a tax-deferred event by financing the building again. And by the way, that means, Julio, call me. Call me, babe. Call me. I can help you with that. I can help you with that. So, Don, that's one of the business deals that we got to get together. Is you and Julio start doing those installs. We got to start doing the mortgages for him at the Aztec
100%,
Group. 100%. Yeah. Hopefully the Aztec Group, an advertisement for the Aztec Group. Now,
I'd like to just mention something else that we've just worked out. We've got... In New York, we've got actually the utilities. So in addition to the tax credit that Julio can get, we have the utilities. Con Edison in New York is paying for 50% of our installations. So,
whoa.
Depending on if we hit a certain thresholds on the savings, which we generally do, we get a 50% rebate from the utility.
Now, Don.
In California, we have Sacramento Municipal Utility and Pacific Gas and Electric that are paying for 90% of our installations. So your payback is less than 6 months in most of those cases.
Wow, that just sounds absolutely awesome. But, Don, I want to ask you a question because I know you're an opportunistic investor. How did you find Magnum as an opportunity to make an investment in?
Well, you know, Magnum was brought to me. We were doing some research and some due diligence on another company, actually in the medical device business.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't like some of the things that we found, but we met some of the key management people, the national sales manager, who had mentioned to me that Magnum was looking to raise money, was looking for a partner. And when I started reviewing and discussing with other developers around the country what areas that, you know, they can't really control that would really bring the value of their properties, you know, up significantly and skyrocket, you know, he mentioned Magnum. Magnum's out of Ohio. 100% of our products are made in the USA. And we deal, you know, nationally around the country and then internationally worldwide through some of our partners.
Wow. So let me ask you this. You got any rocket scientists working over there?
Well, I don't know about rocket scientists, but our you know, it's funny you say that, actually, because our head software engineer, we brought him over. He built the missile defense system in Germany. And was involved in writing all of the software. for Siemens and whatnot in Germany. So he was in charge of that. We brought him over to the United States, made him, gave him a new home here, and he loves it here in the U.S., and he's staying with us forever.
Wow, that sounds great.
It's amazing. All of our products, because of him and the encryption, they're all 256-bit encrypted, so we can sit on the GSA government network as one of very few energy companies that can do that. We've done some key platinum energy buildings in Colorado.
So let me ask you this, Don. So that means that some person can't drive by my house with their phone and turn on my lights unless they really have the code?
No, 100% they cannot do that. That's actually one of the issues that was always a concern with wireless is the security. And our equipment, as it can sit on the GSA's network, we are also sitting on internal networks at some of the biggest hotel chains around the country. And
can you mention some of those?
Secure.
Can you mention some of the hotels you do business with?
Yes. I mean, we've done installations at the Hyatt, the Hilton Hotels, the Marriott, all the big national chains around the country. We're actually currently doing 1,000 unit Sheraton, one of the states in the Southwest.
Well, then why would they hire you to do that, Don? I mean, why would they want to have you come in and put your stuff up on the 1,000 rooms? I mean, I know when I go to a hotel, I just like to walk in, snap down the AC, and go out to the gym and forget about it.
Exactly. But our two biggest verticals, Jim, are hotels and timeshares and then universities. And why is that? It's because the owners pay the electric bill, and the customer actually has control of the thermostat but does not pay the electric bill. So generally you go into a hotel room, you push the air conditioning down to 65 degrees, you spend the evening there, and then the next day you walk out and you don't adjust the air up. Well, that's significantly, the expense to that is just enormous to a hotel. So we can come in and in some of the universities, we've tested as high as a 43% savings.
Whew.
And most of the hotels were between the 25 and 40, but we land around 33%.
I think I know why on those storm rooms. The people are leaving the AC blowing hard to, let's just say, clear out the air.
Exactly.
Sorry, I cracked up AC. He's cracking up on the other side of the window, Don. You can let it go. It's all right.
No, well, actually, what's pretty funny, and you'll probably understand this, Jim, is out in Colorado, we couldn't figure out why the students at the universities out there were leaving the windows open at the same time their air conditioning were
closed. Oh, yeah, out at Colorado universities? Yeah, the Mile High State? Hey, listen, Don, that's funny stuff. We're going to break it right there. Can you stick with us around the bend?
Absolutely, Jim.
All right, we're going to have some more fun with Don Weidenfeld around the corner. Smoking hot, great stuff. Smoking hot for the air conditioning and energy, right? AC, it's yours. We're going to do a little health and welfare, a little health and wellness. We'll be back with Don after this. Oh, yeah, AC's clapping in there. AC, you are the man. We are having fun. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Say that faster. I'll start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I'm having too much fun, Larry. I'm sorry. So that's why you've got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Even you get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me and my wife. We're members of the Warren Henry family. How come you're not? Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody. As you get older, you're at risk for developing cataracts. Well, with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and their new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for 12 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we're here debating the dorm room situation at the University of Colorado and all those other universities. So Don Weinfeld's hanging on hold there. We're going to have some good, more fun with Don after this. We're going to talk a little UHealth. UHealth, that's a University of Miami health system, brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations, from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and of course, UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes, as you just heard a couple minutes ago, the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 12 years in a row. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online today at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're really doing some innovative stuff over there. They've even figured out a way to use your own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, when he says he feels nice like sugar and spice, it's my cue to continue. And we're back with Don Weidenfeld. Don's the managing director and the owner of Magnum Energy Solutions. Don, welcome back. AC.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Man. Yeah, excited
Don.
To be back.
Hey, man, remember, you having a Diet Coke there or something? Anyway, Don, I don't know how you're going to beat that first segment and the comment about the kids at the University of Colorado dorm keeping their dorm windows open and not being able to figure out why the AC bill was so high, but we're going to try. So, Don,
I knew you were going to let that go.
I can't let that go. That was great. Now, Don, what are some of the more interesting installs that you guys have done? I mean, for instance, do you do upscale houses? Do you have like a, you know, I see all these centralized systems now that go in the middle of a house that work all the Bluetooth stuff. Do you guys got one of those?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are in the process of launching, it's going to be called The Root. It'll be a state-of-the-art thermostat that will not only control your HVAC, but it will also control your lighting, your music. It runs on five different protocols, whether it's wireless. Verizon, for instance, got a chip in it. In addition to that, it's got Zigbee as well as an Ocean chip. So you can connect to it a number of different ways. And you can also connect appliances to it as well. So it'll be used as the hub of the, you know, like a hub of the house.
Wow. Now, you know, Don, one of the things that's really come into you know, usage and stuff has been these new lights that are replacing the incandescent bulbs. But as soon as they started coming out, they replaced them with something else, LED lighting. Now, LED lighting, does that do you guys, like, use that for any of your products, too? Or how does that influence what you guys do?
Oh, yes. Let me actually, it's interesting you bring that up. LED is actually a phenomenal way to reduce your energy consumption from your lighting.
Really?
Magnum was originally focused on reducing the consumption from your HVAC, your air conditioning.
Right.
But, you know, with the advent of the LEDs, I don't know if you're aware of this, but LED prices have now come down pretty significantly, and that makes them a lot more economical to be used in your, whether it's not your residence, or your commercial property, or your office building, hotels, or whatnot. We just signed an agreement within the last 30 days. We have a new partner that they manufacture their LED lights, and we've got an exceptional pricing on them. And I don't know if you're aware of how LEDs work, but LEDs, let's say you have a 60-watt can light. An LED light will be roughly between 12 and 15 watts as a comparison to put out the same wattage as your 15 light. I'm sorry, as your 60-watt light. So in essence, what you're doing is you're saving 75% of your wattage and putting out the same amount of lumens.
Wow.
So in essence, if you put these in your house, and these lights used to be, you know, $25, $30
right.
a light, and now we've brought them down significantly into that $10 range.
Wow.
And, you know, you can really, economically, it works really well.
Wow. Now, what are some of the other things you see on the horizon? We talked about the Root. I guess we're this segment we're talking about the future here, the Root. We
sure.
talked about the LED lighting. What are some of the things you got coming out maybe early next year, later next year?
Well, actually, we're in the process of launching a node. We are launching it with the world's largest lighting manufacturer.
Okay.
And it is a node that is going to be automatically put into your tube lights and your tube fixtures that go in commercial properties. These nodes will make the light automatically work as its own occupancy sensor. So when you walk in the location, walk in the conference room or walk in the hall, the light will automatically go on because it will sense you. We make the wireless node, and we're now installing this at manufacturing, and this is going to be available in stores in the next 60 days as well.
Wow, I guess I'm asking all the right questions. So,
yes,
Don, let's kind of bring it all together now. Where do people go to learn more about Magnum? What are the best types of folks to be calling you?
Well, as you can tell, you know, we actually work well in all verticals of real estate. Obviously, if your customers are hotels and whatnot, you save a lot more to your bottom line as the owner. But, you know, obviously every piece of real estate in the country uses lights. Every piece of real estate in the country uses HVAC controls. We just do that. We do it better. We do it smarter and much more efficient. You can reach the company's website. It's www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
Thank you for going slow for the Jets fans, Don.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's www.magnumenergysolutions.com. Or
now,
you can always reach me at 561-702-9000. Again,
you know,
that's my international number. It's 561-702-9000. 9,000 can be reached worldwide.
Well, Don, I want to kind of go back a little bit and talk a little bit about your relationship that you have with Julio and Engineered Tax Services, because you talked earlier on in the show, and people probably have tuned in again. So I want to go back to that now. You helped Julio refit his building. We've only got a couple minutes left, so kind of go through this fast. But 10,000 square foot building, you helped him rehab the building. What did it cost, and what did it save?
Well, in essence, I mean, this is a relatively small installation, but it really brings the point across very simply. If you have a 10,000 square foot building, we gave him the equipment. It was $1.20 a foot. It was $12,000 installation cost. His electric bill is roughly $8,000 a month. We'll be saving, let's say, 30%, which is about $2,500 a month. It's $30,000 a year. So his out-of-pocket expense was $12,000, of which he it was not out-of-pocket because he got a federal tax credit, so it cost him nothing. And then he'll be saving $30,000 a year in his electric bill.
And he's the guy that helps you get the tax credit, so he's a very integral part of all this.
100%. We're working with a timeshare group right now with Engineered Tax Services, and the timeshare group has 28,000 rooms. And we're bringing in Engineered Tax Services to come in and do the energy savings audits and whatnot.
Wow, it sounds like he's got a great team that works with him, and he really can help people save money. And, you know, we've only got, like, 1 minute left on, so why don't we give your phone number again, and then we'll go.
Okay, my phone number is 561-702-9000.
Don Weidenfeld, Managing Director, President, Owner, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer of Magnum Energy Solutions, working with Julio Gonzalez of Engineered Tax Services to help bring energy efficiency to real estate owners across the world and to help family offices be profitable. Don, thanks for being on the show today.
Great. Thank you also, Jim. I appreciate it. I always love being on your show. You're the best.
All right. We'll have you back again next month, Don, and better bring your buddy Julio with you that time. You're great. You're the best.
No question about it.
You're the best. AC, it's yours. We'll be back right after this with Puppies and Cancer. Stick with us. You're going to want to hear this. It's terrific. Back after this. YMCA, that's right. We're going to stay at the YMCA. And the other thing we're going to do is we're going to stay at Warren Henry. That's right. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know, and that's why they always give their customers more. Whenever I leased one of my Infinities, and I got a boatload of them, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits. They call it the Warren Henry Advantage. I call it good business. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you're going to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you know, we talk about Lauren's kids on the show all the time. Why? Because 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. So go to laurenskids.org and learn how to look for the signs. Make sure you tell your kids it's okay to tell. Go to laurenskids.org today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, AC is pointed. That means you must hear me again. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I reached out to my good friend Stu, and I asked him to find me a local positive person that we could make our local hometown hero. I said, no politician, no pro athlete, no rich big shot, and no movie star. Find me just a normal person. And I want to tell you, he has come up with an absolute winner. I want to introduce everybody to our guest. She's the chief oncologist at the American Cancer Center for Animal Care Center, and I am blanking because Stu did not put your name on the paperwork. So, hi, welcome. Forgot your name, Doc.
Oh, that's okay. I'm Dr. Stephanie Correa, and I'm with Animal Cancer Care Clinic.
Thanks, as I was fumbling and got the whole thing wrong after I made such a big stink about how good I was going to be and how great I was going to outdo, and I made myself look like a goober. But here we go. We're going to have a great talk. Tell me, Animal Cancer Care Clinic, how many of these are in the United States?
So specifically veterinary hospitals that take care of animals with cancer, I would say there are probably five in the country.
You're
We're one
kidding.
Of five.
You're
right?
kidding.
So really different concept, different model. But cancer in our pets is something that many, many people have dealt with and need to find a specialist
stop,
to be able to help.
Stop.
Yeah.
My assistant walked in on Monday. She's crying. I go, what's the matter? She goes, my doggie's dying. I go, you're not going to believe what we're doing this week on the radio. She's still crying. I think they're giving like the last rites today. And I don't want to make a small of it because it's very, very important to her. Now, doctor, so there's only five of these in the country. How did you decide that you were going to open up one here in South Florida?
So I grew up here in South Florida and went away for many years to do my training and just love South Florida, wanted to be back here, knew there was a huge pet population here that really needed this sort of care. So starting in 2000, I was the only veterinary oncologist here in the Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach area.
Well, that, you know, your detailed answer leads me to another question. Do you do just general veterinary work there?
I don't. So I only do animals with cancer. So just oncology.
I just have to ask a quick question. Are they raising the drug prices on the dogs with cancer too?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, because we use the same drugs that are used for people. It's the same medication, same chemotherapy, everything.
Oh, my God. What an angel you are, Stu. Mm-hmm. You're the greatest. Thank you for bringing this woman to everybody's attention. So I guess that's like my next question was what kind of treatments? It sounds like the same, but tell me anyway. So my doggie's not feeling well. What's the tip off that I might have to come see you?
So maybe you notice that he's not eating as well. Maybe you notice that he's slowing down on a walk. Maybe you notice a growth on his skin or, you know, in his mouth even. And that leads you to either taking him to your primary care veterinarian and the primary care veterinarian does some tests and maybe we end up with the diagnosis of cancer. And that's when I get involved. So my job is to sit down and look at the whole pet. How old is the pet? What is the cancer? And then we talk about what options are available. And I'll tell you, I mean, dogs and cats get the same cancers that people get.
So then if dogs get the same cancer as people gets and drug manufacturers sell, you know, use the same drugs on them, then do you do like try, you know, we have UHealth on the show all the time. So you're like UHealth, you do trials for these animals?
We do. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So
oh
we are, yep, we are involved in right now in clinical trials looking at immunotherapy to treat cancer. And there's been a lot on the news actually lately about immunotherapy in people for melanoma. Dogs and cats get melanoma as well. And so, yeah, same sort of treatment. And oftentimes our dogs and cats get the treatments first. And if they work and if they're safe and if they're efficacious, then these treatments end up going to people. So dogs and cats can be a model for human cancer.
Wow. You know, now, this is just a great thing, Stu. I can't tell you. I mean, I never done a segment like this, and this is just amazingly great stuff. So you've got to have some kind of approach that you use, some kind of theme that just wraps around everything you do other than being good people and stuff and hugs and kisses. What is like your general philosophy, your like motto, if you will?
Right. So, you know, we're a compassionate cancer care clinic. So animal cancer care is really the operative word in our name, because clients that are coming with their beloved pets are scared when they get a diagnosis of cancer, like your person that works here. You know, it's scary.
Of course. So
we want to be, of course, the medical resource, but we also want to provide support for the client and help them sort of go through this process. So care and compassion. And it's a pet, it's a dog, it's a cat. I mean, it's just, it's very difficult. There's lots of feelings and emotions and all sorts of things that we're dealing with on a daily basis. So we just want to be there for the people.
How do people find you and get in touch with you? Because we're kind of nearing the end, doctor, and I want to make sure, Dr. Correa, that we make sure that we get all this right.
I think the best way is www.animalcancercareclinic.com. Go to our website. I have lots and lots of information there. Our phone numbers, our addresses, lots of information about pets and cancer. And you can find us there.
Dr. Correa, Dr. Stephanie Correa of the Animal Cancer Care Clinic, thank you for coming on the show. I'm just disappointed you didn't bring one of your puppies.
Oh, gosh. Next time.
Oh, please.
Invite me back.
You're coming back. We'll do cats next time.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank Stu. I want to thank Dr. Correa. I want to thank Don Weidenfeld. I want to thank Augustine and the CCIMs. I want to thank South Florida Business Wealth Magazine, Kind Snacks, all our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Lawrence Kids, got to take a breath, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. But the people I really want to thank are you, because without our listeners, I wouldn't have a show. And you all too, I'll thank you too, AC. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community and give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried's Twitter, at Freedom Business's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The websites get boatloads of hits every week. I'm checking to make sure I knew I did not thank all of my sponsors. So I want to thank Engineered Tax Services, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And I think I mentioned Espresso Marketing, Early Shares, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. I got to redo my list. Okay, so if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our website, www.freedombusiness.com, as soon as AC can get it to me and I can get it up on the website. So this is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM at 6. And boy, you're going to want to tune in then. We've got Cesar Alvarez, the chairman of Greenberg Travel. We'll have UHealth, and we'll have the Miami City, Miami World Center developer, Dan Kodzi. You go, Jim, why do you do this? I go, because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. No, thank you. Thank you, fans. Thank you. You got to find more applause next time, AC. It's like three people are listening. Usually, it's a rock show. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim.
sound funny, but I come to get my money back. Can everybody see Jack?